knew that from the first 3 months when I was in the nursing school. I had a chance to go and observe surgery, and I thought, yep, this is where I'm going. I really enjoyed it. It was it's a very dynamic field. I mean, there was always some new procedure, new equipment to learn in the operating room. We did emergency surgeries, did cesarean sections, emergency calls over the weekend and at night, do the scheduled surgeries during the day, and then we'd rotate through being on call from 3 o'clock in the afternoon until 7 o'clock the next morning. We were almost considered handmaidens, the doctor's servants back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, but then gradually we were accepted as partners. The relationship changed over the years, so that you almost can read each other's minds for the good of the patient. I mean, that's what we're there for, is for the patient. Just before the turn of the century in 2000, that was the big fear, the Y2K. We don't know what's going to happen. So there were some of us, there may be half a dozen of us in the hospital who had our ham radio license. And we set up a receiver and a transmitter so that if something happened and all the communications were gone, there would still be ham radio, just in case. Yep, it was all set up.